Once in a while I said, don't you give you anything? I said, sometimes you give me a nickel. He says to the coxswain, that's what it was, the coxswain. He says to the coxswain, the outlaunch. He says, you got a pad there, a pencil pad? He says, yes, sir. Put his hand and pulled out the drawer on the dashboard. In them days they didn't use coal, they used coal on the boats. They didn't use gasoline. Mm-hmm. He was getting the launch ready then to go back to the ship. And I said, you got the pad to him. You go down a pass for me to go on the ship and nobody else go out there.
That was the big ship?
Yeah, you see, she couldn't come in the harbor. There wasn't deep water. You could just smell it, make her out. She was so far out.
Which ship was that?
The Maine.
That was the Maine?
She was blown up in 98. That's what caused the war.
Yeah.
With Cuba.
How old were you then?
Well, that was in February, I think. February 1898. Mm. And I was about 10 years old then.
So how old were you now?
I'm going 91. So, I said,
go ahead.
Don't want this thing to go out on. So, on a Thursday night, I never forget. Thursday night in 1889, I forget which now. She pulled out, and I could hear the engines running, you know, so I walked to the side and I looked over the side and I saw she was going. I run back to the master of arms, he was charger over that deck, and I says, I want to go ashore, my mother don't know where I am. Says, well, you stay right here, we'll find a place for you to sleep. And I said, just leave, my mother don't know where I am, you see the boys? Let me go down and sell my peanuts and candy and newspapers aboard the ship. So the captain stopped all the rest of the boys from going there and gave me the... So he said, well, I'll find a place for you to sleep. I said, no. Then I went to the lieutenant in charge of that deck. I went to him and they had about 1,000 men on there. So, he said, well, that's all right, son, we'll take care of that. We'll find a place for you to sleep tonight. We're only going over one night. They're giving a big dance over there for the officers, not for the men. And we leave in here Thursday afternoon, get there Friday morning, Friday night. When the dance is over, they leave and come right back. And I said, no, that won't do. I started crying then. So, I walked down to the cook. I always give the cook a paper when I went there. The New York paper, any kind of paper he wanted, I'd give him. But I was on the ship so long, selling paper and candy and peanuts, that he'd go right through the paper and he'd give me the paper back.